Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Adaf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Etchelam. We're now on Masechet Baba Batra Daf Tzadi Hey Amud Aleph. In the middle of our analysis of the Mishnah, Martef Shel Yayin. So if the fellow sells a cellar of wine, then the buyer accepts 10 bad barrels per 100. Hechidami, Idam Ale Martef Shel Yayin Stam. If the guy just said, I'm selling you a Martef Shel Yayin, so Kasha, we'll see why that's a problem. If he says, I'm selling you this seller, Kasha, that's also a problem, and we'll see why. Kasha, why? If he says, I'm selling you this Martef without the Shel Yayin, that's also difficult. Why? Titania Martef Shel Yayin Ani Mocher Lach. If he just says, Martef Shel Yayin, Ten Layayin Shekulo Yafet, has to be all perfect. So there's no 10% loss. Martev zeh shel yayin mocher lach, if he adds the word zeh, notein liyayin amkar b'chanut, then he gives him the wine that's sold in a store, which means it cannot be all bad. Martev zeh ani mocher lach, if he says, I'm selling you this wine, afilu kulo chometz igiyo, no matter what it is, it's his. So there's no point at which the 10% plays in. So the olam damarle martev shel yayin stam. So we're going to go back to the first approach, martev shel yayin. The tani bereisha de breita, the reisha should add in the following line, mekabel alav esukos lemea. Even though he has to give them all good stuff, the buyer accepts 10 barrels per 100 that are going to be bad. Uvistami mekabel, but since when does he accept that as a default without explicating it? Tani rabbi chia hamocher chavit yayin lechavero. So chia has a different version. He says, if you sell a barrel, notein lo yayin shekulo yafeh, you have to give them all good wine, which means 10% is not out. So the answer is Shani Chavita Kula Chad Chamru, but that's easy because it's one barrel. Within one barrel, it's all one wine, so therefore it all has to be good. At the time Rav Zvid, the Rav Shai, but Rav Zvid, who was a student in Rav Shai's base medrash, not the famous Rav Zvid, had a version of the bright to the one as follows. Martev Shalyan Mocher Lach, Lo Yayin Shkulo Yafeh. So if you say Martev Shalyan, then it's got to be all good, like we said in the beginning before we added the 10%. But here it sounds exactly like our Mishnah. Martev zeh shel yayin, then he accepts, it's all good, but he accepts 10% off. Zeh otzar shel chacham mishatenu. And that's the famous otzar that we have in the Mishnah. Elamat nitin nami da amar le zeh. So our Mishnah must be a case where he also says Martev zeh shel yayin, and that's why he accepts 10%, which means we're reverting away from what we said earlier. So kasha zeh azeh. So now we have a contradiction between when you said zeh in the first bright, we said that it meant yayin mikarba chanut. And here we said that zeh means good wine, but 10% accepted as loss. So lo kasha, hadam arle the mikpah, hadam arle the mikpah. We have a simple solution. If he said to the seller that I'm buying this in order to give it for tasting, which means it has to be all perfect, and he really can't give him 10% bad. If he didn't say that, then he's selling the whole lot, so it's 10% bad. Now, the Rav Zvid, I'm going to let the mikpah. In Rav Zvid's case, he said the mikpah. Praita the lom or the mikpah. In the case of the praita, he didn't say the mikpah, and therefore it could be yayin mikar lachanut. Hilkach, therefore, here's the following combined solution. Martev shal yayin va'amar le the mikpah. If you say martev shal yayin in the mikpah, that's gotta be all good, no 10% loss. Martef zeh shel yayin v'amar le mikpah. If you say martef zeh shel yayin, but you also say the mikpah, and you go like that, that's supposed to be, it's gonna be good wine, but because he added the word zeh, that means I'm accepting this as is, so it's 10% on, 10% bad. Martef zeh shel yayin v'amar le mikpah. If he just says martef zeh and he doesn't say the mikpah, he'll say the yayin v'amachanu, he can give him regular wine, so the store can be all inferior. Now, the question was then asked, Martev Shel Yayin v'lomar le mikpah. What if he says Martev Shel Yayin, which is the most inclusive, the highest level, but he didn't add the mikpah? So we go to Achav Ravina, okay, the following machloga, Charamar Makaba, Charamar Lo Makaba. Whether he accepts a loss of 10%, there's a machloga. Manda Makaba, the one who says that he accepts a loss of 10%, Daik Mid Rav Zvid. He learned that from Rav Zvid, because what did Rav Zvid say? Tani Martev Zeh Shel Yayin, Martev Shel Yayin v'lomar lach. We said that's only if you said the mikpah, and it has to be all good. If you didn't say the mikpah, that it's for a special tasting, then makaba, that means you're going to accept 10%. But the other amar who said that when you say martef shel yayin without the mikpah, you don't accept any 10% off, and that means it's got to be all good. Dig me the Brita. He inferred it from the Brita. The Tani Martev, Shalyayin Emochar Lachon Ten Loyash Guler Fe, Ukinu Lomar Lemikpah. We said that Brita is a case where you didn't say Lemikpah, it's got to be all good. So you see, that even without saying Lemikpah, if you said Martev, Shalyayin, then it means it's all good. Alamanda Dig me the Rabbi Zvi, so now let's play them against each other. Kasha Brita. So what's he going to do with the Brita? So the answer is Chasur Mechzor Achitah. The Brita, we should read as follows. Medvar, Memorindo, and Lemikpah. The Brita is only if you said Lemikpah. If you don't say the mikpah, then you accept that 10% is going to be bad. If you said martev zeshli ayin without saying mikpah, so the ayin come chanut, then you can give an inferior wine. What about the other fellow? Kash Rav Zvid, what's he going to do with Rav Zvid's version? Because according to Rav Zvid, we said it's a case where you said the mikpah. So if you didn't say the mikpah, that means you accept 10%. And this fellow says you don't accept 10%. So who are they for God to want the mikpah of the Kaaba? The truth is that he would read Rav Zvid as that's being a bad inference in Rav Zvid. And even if you didn't say the mikpah, you still don't accept it. Why did we establish the Mishnah that way? By the right to the Mishnah, the Kasha Zeh Zeh, because we had to solve the contradiction between Zeh and against Zeh, as we saw at the beginning of the Amud. Okay, you can make Reper Gafen on this inferior wine that's sold in the store. So why would I make a bracha on wine that's gone bad? So let's see how this plays out. In the laws of brachot, we say that if bread went sour, or wine went bad, or a cooked item already lost its original flavor and shape, then you say shahakol. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say you make Rabbi Gafen? So Amar Rav Zvid, Mother Rabbi Yehuda, before it's about to meet the Amar Karata. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's the kind of wine that's sold on the corner, that cheap wine, then you make Shahakol. So the difference is just the grade, at which point we call it going bad. Now Rabbi Yosef, how Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chista, Markaman, Sfirale. So he said, okay, we know Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we know Rabbi Chista Shita. What do you think? Amar Lei Matnita Yadana, I know a Mishnah, Brita, which is, Tanya. Let's say you're checking a barrel and you want to separate truma from it. It's a barrel of wine. You want to separate truma from it. And you checked it and it was originally good wine. And then a little while later you found it to be vinegar. The Mishnah just says for 3 days it's vadai and beyond that it's sofek. We don't know what this means. So my kamar. So Rav Yochanan said as follows, the first 3 days is certainly wine, meaning you checked it on a Wednesday, so on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's certainly wine. You can't pay the suffix. Anything after that is a suffix, because 2 weeks later you found it to be vinegar, which means the first 3 days you have to assume it was wine. My time, or what's Rav Yochanan's reasoning? Chamra mi'ilo yakar, because wine goes bad from the top. Hai te'imei v'lo yakar, he tasted it, didn't go bad. So to lower about that the Timayakar. So even if you say the minute that he walked away from tasting it started going bad, what you have is something where the smell is vinegar, but the taste is still wine for a few days. If it has the smell of vinegar but the taste of wine, it still has a din of wine. So that for 3 days after you tasted it was wine, it doesn't matter what happens to it, it's still wine. So that's how he interprets the bright as the 3 days, it's for sure wine, anything after that is suffering. Rishuma Levi Amar says the opposite. 3 days back from when you found it to be chometz, vinegar, you know that it's chometz. Become v'elam suffik. Anything before that is a suffik. My time, what's his reasoning? Chamar mitita akar. He says the wine goes bad from the bottom. Veim or akar v'lavadate. So it's possible it was going bad when you tasted it. You didn't know it. Tim tzilomar milay akar v'atehime v'akar. So if you want to argue that it already went bad on top and you tasted it and it hadn't gone bad, tell about the Timeaka. Maybe the minute you walked away, it went bad on top. So Rabbi Yeshua Levi holds that when you have a situation where it smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, it's vinegar already. So therefore he would hold that it's already vinegar even though the taste was still wine. Okay, now Dromai, the people in the south, Matnu Mishmeinu Rishon Levi, they had a different version of Rishon Levi, which combines the two. Rishonim Vadayayin, Achroim Vadaychomet. So it's Kol Gimel Gimel Yomim, means on either side. The first 3 days after you checked it, it's for sure Yayin. The last 3 days, when you found it to be Chomets, 3 days back, it's Vadaychomet. So Rishonim Safik, everything in the middle is a Safik. So wait, Hagufakasha, we have an internal contradiction. Amar Pishonim Vada Yain, you said the first 3 days are wine, Amarechi Chalitami Chamra Chamra. So that follows based on the notion that if it tastes like wine, even though it smells like vinegar, it's still wine. Adamar, then you said Achroim Vada Chometz, that the last 3 days are certainly Chometz, Amarechi Chalitami Chamra Chala. So you see that if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's already vinegar. So, which is it? The answer is going nishtaka chala siftaka. We found it to be really, really strong vinegar. So, that the akat lati yomi lahoy nishtaka chala siftaka. If it hadn't been gone bad for 3 days already, but died, then you wouldn't have had such terrible vinegar. All right, that's the establishment of that. Now, the question is, come on, pashale. Rav Yosef said, when asked between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chista what bracha to make, he said, I know the braita. But the braita itself has three different interpretations. So which approach did you take? Rav Mary Rav Zvi. Chanamar Rav Yochanan. Chanamar Rav Shimon Levi. One said he followed Rav Yochanan, which would mean it's Rav Yochanan. And the other one said Rav Shimon Levi, would mean Shahako. Itmar HaMocher Chavi Yayin L'Chavar V'Yachmitza. Amar Rav, we'll do my Mishan and Mishut Mocher. So it's a related piece. If you sell a barrel of wine to somebody else and it goes bad, Rav says for the first 3 days, it's Pershut Mocher, which means the seller has liability for it. After that, it's caveat emptor. Rosh Hashanah Bar Shmuel says, Chamra katfa demare shavar. Wine goes bad on the shoulders of whoever owns it, meaning the minute you take possession, you're responsible for whatever happens to it. Rav Yosef uvda kavatei Rav Shich, where Rav Yosef pasken d'din, following Rav's reasoning in the case of mead, when it was the first 3 days, and he said the seller has to compensate. Kavatei Shmuel b'chamra, but he followed Shmuel in the case of evidently, both in cases of wine and in mead. Okay, we'll hold it off at this point and finish up the sugya of yain in the next podcast. In Yirtzeh Hashem, meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.